All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, Paul George shocked a lot of people when he decided to remain with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Of course, the Thunder were able to offer George more money than any other team. And George and the Thunder came to an agreement on a four-year deal for $137 million. Now, George was traded to the Thunder from the Indiana Pacers last summer, and in his first year with OKC, he was able to average just under 22 points with nearly 6 rebounds. Now, George teamed with Carmelo Anthony and Russell Westbrook to help the Thunder finish fourth in the Western Conference, but in the first round, they were bounced out in 6 games by the Utah Jazz. At times this season, we saw the Thunder struggle due to the fact that they were an isolation team as far as like their top 3 guys in George, Anthony, and Westbrook go. But you look at George's relationship with Westbrook, and, you know, they had really bonded this past year, and it was very tough for George to say no to Russell Westbrook. And I think that is a big reason why he is staying in Oklahoma City. Now, going forward, is head coach Billy Donovan the right guy to lead this team? That I am not sure about. So we'll have to wait and see how things play out from that aspect. But this was a big move by general manager Sam Presti. Of course, he gave up a lot to get George last summer, and it wasn't a guarantee that he was going to be able to keep him long term, as he really rolled the dice, and this time things came out good for him. Now, will the Thunder keep Carmelo Anthony? That's the biggest thing, because Anthony decided to opt in because nobody was going to pay him close to $28 million to play basketball. So it's going to be interesting to see, because that's a big cap hit for OKC going forward with George and Westbrook as well. Now, will George be able to help the Thunder win a title? And the answer flat out is no, because even if LeBron James had not signed with the Lakers, OKC is not good enough to get past the Rockets and the Warriors in the Western Conference. So you look at this team, it looks good on paper. They're going to make the playoffs once again, possibly this time get to the second round, but that is as far as OKC is going to go. Even if it's just George and Westbrook, it simply is not going to happen. Russell Westbrook is a guy who needs the ball in his hands in order to have an impact, and he has to take plenty of shots to get those 30 points per game. Paul George is a good complement to Russell Westbrook, but he is not a guy who can consistently take over games. So with that said, and the Western Conference is loaded now more than ever, it's good enough for them to make the playoffs. I think that'll be exciting, but if you're talking about adding a championship to your resume, it ain't happening for PG-13 with OKC. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.